All right, Cowherd, did the Spurs get enough for Kawhi Leonard?
You know, they got something. They got an all-star level player. Although he's not an all-star in the West, not a great analytics player, but just remember this. Toronto traded their best, most popular player. That's what they thought of his contract.
Ramsey calls Josh Allen trash. He calls Matt Ryan overrated. He says Big Ben is decent at best, and Joe Flacco sucks.
Welcome, everybody, to the Tribe Podcast. I am Dave. With me on this special episode is my man Rich.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Also joining us is Two Plates himself, Eric.
Hello, everybody.
And joining us today is a very attractive, very talented Isela.
What's going on? Wow! What's going on, guys?
All right. So the Tribe Podcast is about is just about fans' opinions, our opinions. We want to get you guys involved after a while on Twitter, on Gmail. You know, we're not trying to be Colin Cowherd, and we're not
Stephen
trying to be
A. Smith, you know, like none of them.
This is a fan show that's just about fans' opinions. Ain't nobody's opinions wrong except for Eric's. Other than that, this show, this podcast show is going to be about, we're going to talk about, you know, of course we got to talk about NBA stuff that happened, some of the key NBA free agency, because, you know, it is August, we haven't talked about anything yet, so we got to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the NFL starting here soon, so we're going to dive into AFC West, and we're going to talk about the NFC West as well. We're going to get some stuff on that. And, of course, the always greatly appreciated Rapid Reactions. So, to start everything off today, we're going to get right into the NBA. All right, Tribe members. So, a lot of things happened over the summer for NBA free agency. So, we're just going to go over the key moves that happened. So, we're going to talk about the Kawhi Leonard situation. So Kawhi Leonard got traded to the Toronto Raptors from the San Antonio Spurs. The Spurs got DeMar DeRozan, and they also got some draft picks. But they Toronto also got Danny Green as well. I don't know if anybody realized that, which was a good pickup. So I'm gonna go straight to you, Eric. Who won this trade, San Antonio or Toronto?
Without a doubt in my mind, it was San Antonio.
San Antonio.
But I only say that because we all know Kawhi only gonna be there for 1 year. Kawhi gonna be in Toronto for 1 year. It's a rental. He is a rental. Then, you know, he already came out and said you want to play in L.A. for whatever reason. I mean, he don't want to play with LeBron, though. That's what it is. I don't really think he want to play with LeBron.
He wants to take over LeBron.
But he might want to play for the Clippers. Why? I don't know.
To go against LeBron.
The Clippers are in rebuild mode. Why would you want to go there?
I mean, I think he just wants to go to L.A. in general.
Yeah, but, I mean, why the Clippers, though? I mean, he must not be serious about winning is my thing. You know, I mean, how could you be serious about winning if you want to go to the Clippers? I see if they had Chris Paul now, Blake, you know, DeAndre. I
mean, they lost all of them.
LeBron went to the Lakers.
Yeah, but the Lakers are up and coming. The Lakers got a nice little young nucleus that, you know, are up and coming. Who do the Clippers have? No more Chris Paul. No more DeAndre Jordan. No more Blake Griffin. You know,
maybe he thinks he could start making that team.
But I think Kawhi gonna be all right though. He might decide to stay in Toronto, but I doubt it.
What about you? Who won the trade? Do you think Toronto won the trade? And if they did, was it justifiable for making this trade? Considering it might be a 1 year rental, do you think they won the trade or do you think San Antonio did?
I think Toronto won on this trade. I think Kawhi could do some good things for the team. And yes, it is a 1 year rental, but who's to say that he won't sign up depending on how the season goes? He could sign up with them again. We don't know.
What about you, Rich? Do you think he's going to sign with LA after this 1 year rental, supposedly, what people are guessing at?
I feel like it's an absolute thing that he's going to do because, I mean, there's been rumors about him even sitting out half the season for the Raptors. Because he's just not happy. He didn't want to go to the Raptors. He wanted to go to L.A., but the San Antonio Spurs already said they weren't going to trade him to any West team. I think it is pretty much a guarantee that he's going to go to the Lakers next year. Or, like Eric said...
No, I don't think the Lakers. He don't, for whatever reason, he don't want to play with LeBron.
Or like Eric said, the Clippers. LeBron? But like I was telling Eric, I don't understand. Like, like you were saying, the Clippers are on rebuild mode. Why would he want to do that?
Exactly. He's not serious about winning.
He wants to be there from the ground up.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't want to come in with LeBron and just
he gonna be
like,
on the ground for a long time, though. That's going to be a while before they do anything.
You put in the hard work versus just going into something that's already going good.
I like Kevin Durant. Okay, I understand that. I respect that.
Listen, I think it worked out for both teams. And the reason why I say that is Toronto had to justify for firing Dwayne Casey. I mean, you can't have the same team, different coach, and not Dwayne Casey. He just won the coach of the year. I mean, you can't justify that. So they justify it by, you know, trading DeMar DeRozan. They say they're going to be rebuilding or re-equipping the team. So that's why they had to get Kawhi Leonard. You know, you could be – the East is wide open. The East is wide open now. LeBron is gone. The East is wide open. We love to say – we can say Celtics is the number one team to beat in the East. We could say Philadelphia is number two right up there with them. But in actuality, it's wide open. It's real wide open. So for them getting Kawhi Leonard, now Kawhi Leonard, if he's the same person that he was 2 years ago, okay, then you could justify that. You can even make the finals. And that could just, honestly, making the finals would justify winning the championship for Toronto, to be perfectly honest with you. How many times has Toronto been, you know, up there, one of the top tier teams in the East and
that's because they always ran into LeBron.
Exactly. So every now year. LeBron is gone. You know, they got Kawhi Leonard. If Kawhi Leonard can sustain, which personally I don't think he is, I think it more self did with the system than like kind of like Brady and with the Belichick thing in
the
NFL.
With them trading DeRozan and getting Kawhi, does that really make them a better team?
I believe so.
We don't even know what Kawhi going to do when he gets
Kawhi, we don't know what Kawhi going to do, but I think it justifies what they were trying to do when they fired Dwayne Casey. Now, if Dwayne Casey was there, I have no problem with them keeping DeRozan and all the team intact. I don't have a problem with that whatsoever. But now that DeRozan's over there in San Antonio, you know, Pop's going to get with him and this and that, and he's going to teach him what the system is going. So he's going to be better off over there. But with Dwayne Casey gone, you know what, it's time to say, hey, we were trying something new. You know, they might even trade him. The thing is they could trade him. Before the trade deadline.
Trade Kawhi?
Yeah, why not? Why not get some stuff in return for Kawhi?
I don't think so.
You might be able to.
I would think about that.
If the Lakers are, you know, struggling, or, you know what I'm saying? If they're struggling and they need a good deal going by February, the Lakers could trade some people for Kawhi.
They know it's a good chance that Kawhi's going to leave after the year.
Say Ingram has a bad year. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they're second guess. Maybe it was just a fluke. You know what I'm saying? They're all young over there. Maybe they say, you know what? We give you Lonzo Ball and Ingram and a draft pick for Kawhi Leonard. Wouldn't you make that deal? So, or to make that run and make him, you know, for this year.
Or Toronto could trade him to Boston.
And you know what I'm saying? Terry Rozier
and Jalen Brown, like San Antonio should have did.
Well, that'd be perfect for him.
You know? And that'd be perfect situation. So they could always say, you know, they got something up their sleeves. But, I think both of them won. It was time for a change in Toronto. They did what they had to do. I mean, it's still up in the air as far as who's coming out of the East. So I think Toronto kind of won a little bit more on that aspect.
Okay.
But we don't, like we said, he hasn't played for over 2 years almost. We don't know what Kawhi is. You know what I'm saying? All right. So let me get to the next question. Of course. We all know the big news about LeBron. Of course, we got to talk about that. LeBron James signs with the Lakers. Who would have ever thought about that? Yeah, right. Come on. We all know where this sucker was going to sign at.
Yeah,
I mean, before. Come on, man.
Why you got to be a sucker, man?
Because we knew he was going to sign.
Because he is a sucker.
We knew he was going to sign with him. He was going to sign with the Lakers. And he had Magic Johnson park in his driveway at 9 o'clock. At night.
Magic chose to do that. LeBron didn't have him do that. Magic chose to do that.
LeBron how did he get his address? How did he get his whereabouts?
It ain't hard.
You know where he lives?
Hold up. Oh, wait. You and LeBron are cool. You're right.
That's his boy.
That is my boy.
All right, Rich. I'm going to go straight to you. What do you think about this? Was this a good deal? Does this make the Lakers legitimate contenders for the championship.
I feel like it makes them like legit top three. I mean, okay, after the Rockets and the Warriors. I mean, seriously though, it's always gonna be the
Rockets Warriors or Warriors Rockets.
Rockets Warriors. Okay. Come on, you know me.
Nope.
Rockets Warriors and Lakers. I mean, they got a young core, like Isela knows, and then they add a guy that takes his team to the finals. I mean, how many times has he been to the finals straight?
I want to say
nine times. Yeah, he's gone to the finals, uh-huh, no matter what team he has.
And fall short.
But still, he still takes to the final. He still takes them.
Six of the nine, he fell short.
But this is going to be a true challenge for him because, I mean, he's going to be in the West, you know, for the first time. So let's see how.
I agree with Richard right there. I totally agree with you right there. You know, everybody proclaimed, well, he's in the East. He's got it so easy to make it to the finals. Well, now he don't. So now there's no excuse. If he makes it to the finals, he gained even more respect out of me if he makes it to the finals through the West. Because the West is heavily, you know, heavily armed with all those players. So, Eric, same question to you, my man. You know, what do you think? Is the Lakers contenders now after LeBron James? Don't forget, they also added Lance Stevenson, was a surprise to me.
Rajon Rondo. You know,
JaVale McGee.
I want to say Michael Beasley, too.
Michael Beasley
can score. Uh-huh. He don't play defense, but he can score. Does it make them contenders for the finals? Man, it's going to be hard to overcome Golden State and Houston. You know what I'm saying? Especially Golden State.
In that order or Houston, Golden State? Yes,
Golden State and Houston. It's going to be real tough to overcome them two teams.
You know, and I'm tired of Kyle Kuzma saying that, oh, they're being underestimated. No.
I can't agree with that.
No. They're not underestimated. We haven't seen them play yet together. Come on. How can we underestimate them? We haven't seen them play together. You're telling me we're going to put them above Golden State and Houston. We haven't seen them playing together.
No, not yet.
Everybody's saying they're top five. I mean, OKC, I think, might slip in there,
too.
I know.
No one's talking about OKC.
OKC might slip in there. But they haven't played together. I know everybody is saying, well, that really doesn't make sense. It does make sense with chemistry. Look what happened in Cleveland this past year compared to the past years. Chemistry does have an impact.
I agree.
Absolutely.
You know, I agree.
So, all right.
I think the Lakers gonna be up there, but to say they have a chance to win the finals this year, I think even LeBron will tell you that it's probably not gonna happen this year. But they building in the right way. Like I said, you know, they're not gonna outscore Golden State. You're not gonna outscore Golden State.
No, you ain't gonna outscore.
But if you can build a team that can play defense to at least contain them to the best of your ability, I mean, you might have a chance, but not this year.
Are they number three or are they possibly number four?
I'm going to give them three. Who is four? Don't say OKC.
I don't know, bro. I mean, I haven't seen this team play. Yeah, I can't give them number three because I just have not seen this team play yet.
They make it seem like OKC losing Melo is not a big deal. I would have loved to see that team for one more year with their core together. Melo, George, and my boy Russell Westbrook. Give them one more year together to see what they do.
That and I just – Rajon Rondo's up there. Rajon Rondo's up there on age too, bro.
Yeah, you like going 32.
I mean, that's I don't know. Bad, I mean, who's to say he is to be able to start? Lonzo Ball might be able to start too. Who knows? But you know what? I haven't seen him play. But I got something special for all you listeners. We actually got somebody in this building who's a Lakers fan and
What is she wearing right now?
She really wasn't thrilled about LeBron James coming to the Lakers. Explain yourself, Isela.
Listen, I think that the Lakers need to build their team up. They don't need LeBron to do it. Because this is what I don't want to happen. When they get up there, when they start making moves to be praising LeBron like he's some sort of god, that's what I don't want. If it takes more time to get up there, so be it. But now that we got LeBron, everybody's going crazy, calling him the king of LA. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but you haven't even played a game yet.
For the Lakers.
Right. Uh-huh. Chemistry is key.
I agree.
It is key. How are the players going to respond to LeBron being on the team? How is LeBron going to be responding to the players? I don't know. But as a big Kobe fan, I would have rather LeBron stayed in his lane.
Kobe fan?
Mm. Yes, Kobe.
Hey, I'm a Kobe fan too, though. Come on, man. Uh-huh. The assassin.
Kobe, LeBron is like Cubs and White Sox. Pick one.
So we all agree.
Yeah.
No matter what, we all agree. No matter what this man does in L.A., he will never be considered a Laker great. Can we all agree on that?
When he retired, he going down as a Cleveland Cavalier.
When you say LeBron James, you're going to say, what was you saying?
I'm just joking. Say Miami Heat.
He probably will, depending on how many rings he's left with.
But let's be honest.
I mean, that's another debate, too. I mean, if he's left with only one in Cleveland, two in Miami, and... I don't think he's gonna get none in LA. But I'm just saying,
he's gonna retire as a
Cleveland Cavalier. He ain't gonna get zero goose egg in LA.
In LA, maybe that's a possibility.
I'll bet half my check.
He's gonna see how hard the West is.
How would you feel as a Cleveland fan? He went to Miami, got his rings, came back, got them won.
He
went
got
to
them
LA.
He
but after he secured that he got rings.
Nah, but why?
Period.
Why does he have an obligation to Cleveland though? Because he's from Cleveland.
Yeah.
He has no
Who wants to be
he
up here?
He got them a ring.
No.
They better be happy with that one ring.
He wants to be up here compared to Jordan, but he's hopping teams left and right. What did Jordan do? He stayed with the Bulls.
Yeah, he stayed with the Bulls.
He retired.
He played
yeah,
in Washington.
Yeah, he came back.
Went
with the Wizards,
the end,
but that was afterwards. He's hopping over here making sure that he is getting his ring. Once he got his ring, he's like, all right, let me go back to Cleveland and get them a ring. Because they're struggling, and I want to make that in history. Now he's going to the Lakers saying, you know what? They're struggling. Let me get them up there and get that credit,
fact
too.
Fact of the matter is the Lakers needed to make a big splash because they are a big market team who hasn't been real good lately.
I agree.
The NBA needs the Lakers to be good, to be relevant.
Let me ask you.
A big market team.
Let me ask you this. They got past Sacramento that 1 year.
But wait, we're all missing something. Let me ask you this. You're a big-time Lakers fan. If Magic Johnson wasn't the president of operations, and it was still Jim Buss, would LeBron still be a Laker right now?
I don't think he would be a Laker.
I do.
You do?
Because they swung and missed at Paul George. That's the reason why. Well, I mean, I'm not saying that's the only reason why they went after LeBron, but they knew they couldn't get Paul George.
So he was plan B.
They had to do something. They had to do something. They had to bring in somebody.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think LeBron decided to be a Laker?
For future, what plans that he have in regards to his life. That's what I think, too. You know, LeBron want to produce. LeBron want to do other things with his life after basketball. What better place than L.A.?
Rich, was this a pure basketball decision on LeBron James' part?
I think it was basketball and, his life. Like, I think he wanted to take, because he's always been a Laker fan since he was a kid. And I just feel like this was a lifelong dream for him to become a Laker. And that's what split the Lakers apart from the Rockets and the 76ers, because those were the only other two teams that he was considering at the time. So.
And not what he's getting paid.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
What he's getting paid doesn't pay.
Believe
into
me,
it.
It's never about the money with LeBron.
Yeah,
isn't he
like the first billionaire in the NBA ever?
He's close.
Like history.
I think he's already passed that. Billion yet, but he's close. So
makes
believe
sense.
Me,
he
it's
sells
not
out.
About the money.
Makes sense.
My God.
Sell out.
Hold on. I want to bring up something that Eric brought up a while ago. But it's, you said LeBron doesn't. You don't feel like LeBron has any obligations towards to Cleveland.
No, he
but
doesn't.
Name one player that has represented Cleveland, Akron especially, Akron, Ohio, as much as LeBron. Like, he always talks about Cleveland constantly.
He's from Cleveland.
I understand. Derrick Rose, too. Derrick Rose is from Chicago, and I've never seen a player talk
just
about
like
where
Derrick
they came
Rose
from.
Left. I mean, it wasn't his decision, but if he did decide to leave on his own, he wasn't obligated to us. I mean, he didn't bring us a ring.
Yeah.
He didn't give us a ring, but he had no obligation to Chicago.
But
just like LeBron has no obligation to Cleveland.
No, but I feel like as much as LeBron has talked about Cleveland,
yes,
yeah, that's where I came from. He kind of owed it. Not I don't know about owed it, but
he got him a ring.
He had to bring him a ring.
He paid his debt.
Yes.
That's paying his debt. He got them a ring.
Yes.
Something they ain't had in a very long time.
Yeah.
In any sport.
Yeah.
So, I mean, LeBron got to look at it like, I mean, it's about him and what's best for him and his family.
Yeah.
I mean, why can't he be happy? If you're not happy in Cleveland.
No. I agree with that. He's happy. He's happy in L.A. He wants to move his family to L.A.
Yeah.
But I do feel like he owes something to Cleveland.
Other more than a ring?
No. Ring. That's it.
He got him a ring.
Yeah, he got him a ring. That's it. He's good. But so, I'm saying you didn't feel like he owed him anything. But
right
that's,
now, no.
That's
no
what
more,
I felt like
no
he
more.
Owed him was the ring.
Uh-oh.
Time to play the game.
Uh-oh. All right, y'all. You know what that means. It means it's time to play the game. This is the part we called Rapid Reaction. Comes out anytime during this podcast. And obviously, when you hear that bell, that means it's time. Time to share a couple questions. Rapid reaction, 20 seconds or less. Here we go. You ready for this? You guys ready for this?
Stay ready.
You stay ready. Okay. This is random questions. All right. So, Mr. Eric, I'm going to start with you. Boston Red Sox, 86-36. There's been a statement saying this is the best Red Sox team ever assembled. Do you agree with this statement?
I mean, you can't disagree with the way they playing. I mean, even when they had David Ortiz, and you know, it was pretty good. I mean, Boston's always been a real good team, you know, a rich tradition or whatever. But this team right here is special. I think they're gonna do something this year.
All right, Isela, I'm gonna talk about your Dodgers. They're 65-57, the number three in their division right now, trailing Arizona and Colorado between one game between all
Ooh,
of them.
Oh, damn.
So they've lost five games in a row. With their bullpen being, you know, being their obsolete. And then we got this Yasiel Puig fight with Hundley. I mean, is it time to be worried, or is it just, it is what it is, we'll be all right?
Listen, every team goes through their struggles. We're in a little slump right now, but I feel like we will come back.
Rich, coming right to you. Darren Morey says, LeBron is the GOAT. He surpassed Michael Jordan right now. Do you agree with this analytics guru?
Negative. Okay. MJ will always be the GOAT. LeBron will always be chasing. He'll always be MJ.
Preach.
All right, I'm going to come back right to you, Rich, okay? So, we got the Houston Astros. The last 10 games, they are 4-6. Is it time to be a little concerned, or is it just the same thing like last year when they were in August last year? They had a slump, but then September they turned it back on.
You know, MLB teams always have slumps. I'm glad that we're having ours right now because we're about to take off right now. We beat the Colorado Rockies yesterday. We're going to keep rolling from there.
All right, Eric, coming right back to you. So we got Tiger Woods, right?
Mm-hmm.
He plays second in this last major tournament. He hasn't won a major since 2008. Last tournament before this, he ranked top 10. Is Tiger on his way on his come up, and can he win another major?
I hope so. I mean, because Tiger ain't got much golf left up in him. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure how them knees gonna hold up, but I mean, knowing that you telling me that he's second right now, that's good for him.
Mm-hmm. Isela, so I'm gonna go to you. John Wall says since LeBron James left to the Lakers that his Wizards are the elite team in the East. Every team equal. Because none of them went to the NBA Finals. Do you agree with this statement?
No, I disagree. I completely disagree. Just because LeBron went to the East, I don't think that the Wizards are there. They might be in the conversation, but they're definitely not top three.
All right, coming to you, Eric. So we got a Cy Young Award, okay? Uh-huh. They're saying maybe Mets DeGrom could have actually get one. I mean, his wins and losses aren't really there, but his ERA is under 2. The reason why is his bullpen. I mean, is he considered a Cy Young Award winner?
He can't be considered a Cy Young because of the bullpen. And you look at the year that Max Scherzer is having for the Nationals.
His losses, they lose because of his bullpen. But
yeah, okay,
two.
I understand that. I mean, ERA
he's got
low
the best ERA.
Okay, I understand that. But, I mean, it's all about wins. You gotta post them wins. And like I say, Max Scherzer is pitching out his mind for the Nationals. So I would probably say it's going to him.
All right, going back to you, Isela. We got Jahlil Okafor, who signed with the New Orleans Pelicans. Last season, he played 28 games, 6.3 points, 3 rebounds in 12.5 minutes. Is this third pick from the draft of 2015 is a bust, or is this actually a good pickup and can be revitalize his career in New Orleans?
You know, I think it's a bit of a bust, I do, but like any team, sometimes you gotta go with this person and see what they can do. A different team can bring on a different player, so I think there's room for him to come up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody, that was it for Rapid Reaction. Thank you guys for playing. We're gonna do that every episode as far as we can. Just have a little questions, short answers. And now we are going to the NFL. Oh, wait. NFL preseason? We're going to go to NFL. Sorry, we're going to go to NFL right now. All right, Tribe members, before I get into the NFL, I do want to say, please give us your feedback on the NBA topics that we just discussed about. Do you believe about LeBron James going to the Lakers, about Kawhi Leonard going to Toronto? Do you guys agree what we had to say about that? The NFL, we're going to go straight into the AFC West. All right, so in AFC West, we got Denver Broncos, Kansas City Chiefs, Oakland Raiders, and Los Angeles Chargers. Izzy, I'm going to start with you. Who's on top of that division this season?
I'm going to probably have to give it to the Chargers.
Chargers?
The Chargers.
Wow, that's a bold statement. Go ahead, explain yourself.
Listen, I feel like their season's been... Well, past seasons, they've been up and down, but I think they're an up-and-coming team. Now, I'm not too happy about it because we're talking about California. I'll be Raiders fan all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have been doing some good changes. They're coming up. You know, they've been winning some games. But I do think that the Chargers are on the top.
So you think Phillip Rivers has enough receiving core to order to make the top of the division? I mean, we all know how good Phillip Rivers is, but he just doesn't have the receiving core, you know, and he also didn't have the defense as well. So you think Phillip Rivers has enough around him to be on top of the division? Is that what you're saying to me?
I feel like he is a little shorthanded, but I feel like he can't work with what he has.
Okay. All right. Not bad. Eric, what about the AFC West? Let me just talk to you about Oakland Raiders. I mean, we have this whole thing with Khalil Mack and John Gruden. We got Chucky back for 10 years, $100 million. He got $100 million. Uh-huh. I mean, is that going to cause some problems? I mean, you know, we all know how Gruden is
coach. I think he's a good coach, though. This whole Khalil Mack thing, I think that's not gonna play out well.
That's not gonna play out well.
But my thing is, he's probably, I ain't gonna say the best defensive player in the league, but one of the best. Why not pay the man, make him happy? Because you need him if you want to really, really do something this year. I think the Raiders, I mean, they got some talent. I like, you know, I say brought in Gruden. I like what they're doing over there, but I just don't think they're ready this year. I like the Chargers, actually. In that division.
Can I ask Eric one thing real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. Of course.
If he's not the best, who is the best?
That would be Aaron Donald, defensive tackle, L.A. Rams.
The one who's not even signed right now?
Right, he's holding out. You know, that situation's not going to turn out great.
If he was the best, he would be signed by now.
Can I ask him another question?
Sure.
Where does J.J. land on your list?
Top five. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I'm saying because you got to look at the past 2 years. J.J. has played in 8 total games. In the past 2 years,
uh-huh.
I cannot put JJ. And top five is being generous.
Did you see the predictions for who's going to be the NFL Defensive Player of the Year this year?
It doesn't matter. JJ don't hold up.
Oh,
JJ
he's gonna hold up
much in the past 2 years.
He's gonna hold up. But you know, we're getting off track. But
I get
definitely
your point.
Not the best. I'm sorry.
I get your point, Rich. I'm gonna go to you. We're talking about the AFC West. We got the Denver Broncos, the Kansas City Chiefs, Oakland Raiders, and the LA Chargers. L.A. Chargers. That sounds weird to me.
Very
I'm sorry.
Weird.
But what about Kansas City Chiefs? Are they, I know you were really big on Patrick Mahomes
mm-hmm.
in the beginning of the draft because you were wanting Houston to draft him.
Yes.
But I believe you got somebody better than that in
Deshaun
Watson. But what do you think he can do? And are they justified to get rid of Alex Smith to order to start Patrick Mahomes in his second year?
I mean, I was big on Patrick Mahomes coming out of college. I really wanted the Texans to take him, and I mean, I feel like he can do good things. I just don't know if he can do good things this year. Like I mean, who's his receiving core? Do you even know?
Tyreek Hill.
Because Tyreek Hill is always a beast, but it's all about you know.
Sammy Watkins.
Oh, they got Sammy.
Yeah,
Watkins
they got
too?
Sammy Watkins.
Okay, so I just don't know how good he's gonna do in his first full year. You know, being the starting quarterback, so let's just see for that one.
So, do you think he'd be able to extend the plays with his legs? Is that what?
Oh, definitely.
Thing?
Yeah,
more than Alex Smith was able to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we but can't say he can be more efficient than Alex Smith. Alex Smith was pretty efficient.
See, that's the thing. Alex Smith gets a lot of hate. You know, for falling apart towards the end of the season. But I felt like he was pretty, not just pretty good quarterback. I thought he was a really good quarterback.
Well last
I know
year,
I don't have an issue with Alex Smith.
Eric, do you agree with Isella's assessment of going on a limb and saying the Los Angeles Chargers are going to win that division? I mean, that was
They lost Hunter Henry. They starting tight end. And I think that's a huge loss. That's going to be a real big loss. They still got Tyrell Williams. They still got Mike Williams. They still got Keenan Allen. Uh-huh. They still got my boy Melvin Gordon in the backfield.
They got weapons.
But they did lose Hunter Henry. That's going to be a huge loss replacing him. They also lost their starting cornerback on defense, which Jason Verrett. He's out for the year.
But who did they pick up?
What, free agent? Or,
yeah.
Recently?
Yeah. Who? The LA Rams?
No, the Chargers.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
You think about Marcus Peters now. No, they ain't
got Marcus Peters. That's what I was thinking of.
But, you know, I think they're going to do well. I do like KC, but I think their defense is not going to hold up. That's what's going to let KC down. So, Denver, they made some good moves, bringing in, you know, Case Keenum and everything, but I think San Diego going to win that division.
Izzy, I'm going to go straight to you. I mean, nobody's giving the Denver Broncos any love. Can you give them some love, or are they just on the bottom of the barrel of this division?
I'm sorry, I cannot give them love. They are definitely in the bottom of the barrel for the division.
cannot.
All right, y'all. We're going to go right into the NFC West and what our predictions are for this division. We got the LA Rams. We also got the Arizona Cardinals, San Francisco 49ers, and the Seattle Seahawks. I'm going to go right to you, Rich. Which one of these teams is going to lead that division in your eyes right now?
Repeat the teams for me.
Oh, my God. It's the NFC West, the LA Rams. We got the Arizona Cardinals, the 49ers, and the Seattle Seahawks.
You said it right there, the first team, LA Rams. I really feel like the LA Rams this year, I mean, last year they shocked a lot of people. No one expected the LA Rams to be what they were last year. I really feel like they're just going to go over the top and they're going to be the number one.
Izzy, I'm going to go to you. So I know the Rams are going to be the high pick of this, of about 90% of the people in the world. Can you show any love to Seattle Seahawks, even though they lost their Legion of Boom?
Yeah,
can you show them any love with Russell Wilson? Can they make a push, per se?
I think so. Even though they did have that loss, I think that the Seattle Seahawks will still be up there. I disagree with Richie there. They had that loss, but you know what? They're still a good team. They're going to be on top. And, you know, we just got to watch the season and see it happen.
Are you worried whatsoever with the defense, with them losing the Legion of the Boom? I mean, that was their signature of that team. So you're saying that with the first year of losing that Legion of Boom, that they'll still be on top?
I think so. I think they're a strong team. Yes, they will go through some struggles, but I think that they'll still come up on top.
Okay. Eric, I mean, I can already tell you're going for the LA Rams. You think they're going to be on top. But can you show some love for what the San Francisco 49ers have done over the offseason?
I like what San Francisco is doing. I think they are up and coming. You know, they won the last five games last year.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That boy Jimmy Garoppolo, man, he's
Jimmy G.
Man,
he's
a player.
Jimmy G.
He's a big time player. My thing is, do we have the weapons to really compete for that division? The Rams gonna be hard to beat. I know they got this little Aaron Donald thing hanging over the team or whatnot, and that's huge. But they get Aaron Donald up in there. They already brought in Sue, Dominican Sue, Marcus Peters, Talib from the Broncos. I mean, that defense is stacked. Mm. And they got weapons on offense, bringing in Brandon Cooks and my boy Todd Gurley. Still got Todd Gurley. Just paid the man, you know. So, I mean, it's going to be hard to beat the Rams. But I think San Francisco is trending in the right direction.
Let's say in the whole NFC, what do you rank in the whole NFC conference, Rich?
Mm-hmm.
The LA Rams, what are they ranked? And do you really believe in this team?
In my eyes, the LA Rams are the number one team in the NFC.
Mm.
I'm not even
over the reigning Super Bowl champions,
yes.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes. I feel like they're just stacked on defense. Like Eric was saying, they got to get this whole Aaron Donald situation figured out.
Got to.
But after that, I mean, their offense. You got Todd Gurley, you got Jared Goff, you got pretty good wide receivers. I just feel like they're gonna take it over the top, and they're gonna, like I said, they're gonna be number one. And not just, you know, in their division, but in the whole NFC.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They still win that division easily.
Yes. And the Seattle Seahawks, I mean, Earl Thomas, he wants to leave. He doesn't want to be there. He wants to be a Raider.
No Cam Chancellor. No Michael Bennett. No Richard Sherman.
All of it is gone. That defense was, like, the main part of that team. Russell Wilson's a great quarterback. I love Russell Wilson. I've had him on a fantasy team a couple times. But either way, it's that defense that held them together. But now,
Eric, shut your phone off.
That's Rich's phone.
No, but okay, listen. Y'all both gained up on Izzy. Izzy, explain yourself more on Seattle's situation. I mean, I agree with you. And I agree with Rich about the Russell Wilson aspect. I mean, was that a fluke, you think, with Sean McVay and Jared Goff? You think now defense – I heard from a wise man said defense has got a plan. Well, now defense has got a plan.
That sounds like a very wise man.
Now defenses do got a plan and got a clue about what Jared Goff can bring. Damn it, Eric, shut that damn phone off. What he can bring. Do you think Seattle can – I mean, they lost Jimmy Graham. I mean, they lost the Legion of Boom. You still believe that Seattle can push for that type of
thing? You can be honest.
Honestly.
You don't have to stick with your guns.
Honestly, I feel like they can still push for it. I know, listen, like we were even talking in NBA, how are we going to stop, you know, the Warriors? It's all about the defense.
Must be the Rockets. I mean, that's obvious.
Listen, I know that defense
last year for the Rockets, not this year. But anyways, go ahead.
All right, I'm sorry. We're interrupting.
I do feel like they still can push for it. I think that they might even surprise people with what they can do with the people that they have. And I'm looking forward for them to surprise people because so many people don't have faith in that team.
Anybody else got more to say about the division of the NFC West or perhaps
the
AFC West?
Like I say,
the
Rams should win that division.
The Rams, easily. I say easily.
Easily.
Eric, let me be honest with you. Do you have like Rich has them as surpassing the Philadelphia Eagles in the whole conference, though?
Oh, the Rams?
Yeah. Do you have them ranked
it's
gonna
be
over
close.
The
it's going to be extremely close, but
I say
definitely
the Rams.
Had the potential to do it.
Yeah,
but they got to get Aaron Donald up in there. They get Aaron Donald up in there, he makes a world of difference,
man,
on that defense.
I'm surprised. You're saying defense. I'm surprised you haven't talked about their defense of the Peters. The guy in,
yeah, Marcus Peters,
yeah,
Talib from the Broncos. Talib,
yes.
You know? They stacked on
they
defense.
They stack. They actually.
And that's the thing.
They
too.
Don't have an excuse to
exactly.
not to be the top
they got offense
right now.
Too.
They don't have an excuse.
They got
right
offense
now.
Also.
Mm-hmm.
They are well
Let me say this. I feel like their defense is going to be last year's Jaguars. That's the way their defense
it's
seems
a
to me.
Possibility.
Because, I mean, Jaguars defense last year, I mean, it was amazing. And that's against, you know, the Texans, my division. But their defense was just outstanding.
Just with a better quarterback could play.
Right.
Were you talking about my team?
No, you just said that they're going to be just like the Jacksonville Jaguars as far as the
defense. Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
except
yeah.
for a better
yeah, Jared
quarterback
Goff.
Can play.
No, I'm just saying defense-wise.
Instead of Blake Borders, they're going to have Jared Goff.
Yeah, defense-wise, I just feel like the LA Rams are going to be above the Jaguars.
Izzy, are they still going to be able to maintain that offensive stamina as they did last season?
Who?
The Rams.
Yeah, I think they'll be able to maintain it for sure. I think so. I think the Rams have a pretty solid team, and they are a force to be reckoned with. So, I mean, you just got to watch out for them.
Yeah.
I mean,
they lost
Sammy Watkins, but they brought in Brandon Cooks to go with, you know, Cooper Kupp, you know, Robert Woods. And like I say, Todd Gurley. So believe me, that offense is not going to be lagging. That offense is not going to be dependent on that defense.
So is Todd
games.
Gurley going to have the same, about the same season he's had last
it's
year? He's
going
to
have
the same
similar.
Impact.
He's in the same system. It's going to be extremely
because
similar.
The year before, let's be honest, the year before that season,
Jeff
he
Fisher.
Didn't do nothing.
Old school coach.
So you're
Jeff
saying
Fisher,
it was Jeff
who
Fisher.
Didn't know how to use him.
Uh-huh.
He's
uh-huh.
in the right system now. Yeah, he's gonna be successful.
Well, let's see, because defenses have planned now.
Of course they do. Right? You know,
defenses
do have. You know,
defense have planned now.
They watch tape. Let me say one more thing about
this. Go ahead.
I know I've been saying this a couple of times, but the Rams have something that the Seahawks don't have. They have an answer at running back. The Seahawks don't know who they're gonna go with. They got a rookie they drafted, and they got. Thomas, don't they got Raw still?
Yeah, no, no, not Raw. Yeah, Chris Carson.
Yeah, Carson.
Chris Carson. So they don't have CJ ProSize.
Yeah, they don't have an answer yet, but the LA Rams do. I just feel like the LA Rams are. Yeah.
All right, podcast. This is we're gonna cut it a little short today. This is all we got for this show. We will be off next week, but we'll be coming back after that week. I'm sorry, I'm starting a little bit. But we'll be talking about, you know, more NBA stuff that was happening. We're also going to get more into this NFL preseason stuff. We're going to be talking about the AFC East, and we'll be talking about the NFC East. I want you guys to get some feedback from y'all, okay? I want you guys to get involved. This show is about fans, okay? We're fans. We're not Colin Coward. We're not Stephen A. We're not Max Kellerman, none of that stuff, okay? We're not even Jason Whitlock. We're just here as fans. We want y'all opinions. We want y'all to come in and start calling in, and we want y'all to start writing us some questions. And write your opinions, and we'll say it on the air. This is just about fans' opinions, because that's what all really matters. Everybody's got a different opinion, and it's never wrong, except for Eric's, like I said before. That's the only one that's wrong. So you can catch us on Twitter
we're at the tripod, and on Gmail we're the tripod16@yahoo.com. So if you ever, or at gmail.com, sorry, if you ever want to contact us or send us a question or any kind of feedback, contact us on Twitter or Gmail and we'll answer. Or if you even want to come on the show, we've had fans come on the show before, and we can get you on and you can give your input live.
Yes. It doesn't matter if it's positive or negative. Get that like or dislike button on us on Facebook, on Twitter, whatever you want. If you got some negative comments, tell us how you would run the show, okay? I don't care. I don't give a fuck. tell us what you guys want, okay? This is a fan show, and we want y'all to get involved, all right? So, and also check out Space City Sports. Great Facebook page for Houston fans. Love these guys. They do great stuff on there. Also check out in the future, we got The Tribe Presents Hellfire and Brimstone, which talks about nothing but professional wrestling. Check that out in a couple weeks in the future. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss these two guys. They know their wrestling knowledge, old school wrestling and the new school. I guarantee you cannot challenge them. Their knowledge about that. But anyways, go check those things out. So we're going to end the show for my man Rich.
Hey, thank you guys for listening.
Oh my God, he's got the giggles. Eric, my boy Eric.
Man, God bless, man. We appreciate y'all.
And the very talented, who I think might be a regular on our show. I don't know. It's still 50-50 right now. My girl, Lucella.
Thank you guys for listening. Hope to hear back from you guys.
And I'm Dave. Everybody, dream big, live bigger. Peace. You know that? So we all can be at the same. No, seriously. So I could be at the same level as far as our voices. It condenses to be the same level.
Oh, okay.
So one won't sound farther than the other.
That How much is a condenser?
Serious, if we serious
you know
about
what?
This.
Yeah, I'm talking to Eric and Rick here. You're just a guest.
You know what? Now, because of that, I'm definitely interrupting the end.